Good morning and welcome to Better Lawns and Gardens. It's been cool to cold this week in many areas, but a lot of plants love it or tolerate it. Let's take a look at a few. Tina McIntyre, the Florida Friendly Landscaping Agent, joins us with information on what to do with all the leaves. We have a lot of them. Also, do you have a favorite tree? I do. And it's the year of the sunflower. Joni has a report. You can call in, too, at 407-916-5400, or you can text us at 23680. It's a good time to have that gardening question answered or just make a comment. Kelly Velez is at the controls in the studio. Teresa Watkins, Joni, and I are hosting the program from our home. So please join Kelly, Teresa, Tina, Joni, and me to make sure you get the gardening information you need. I'm Tom McCubbin, and this is Better Lawns and Gardens. This is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
Have you written a book? You can become a published author with Dorrance Publishing, the nation's oldest publishing services company. Countless authors have trusted Dorrance for nearly 100 years to bring their book to the market. Our professional team will edit your text, design your book pages, and create an appealing, eye-catching custom cover. Plus, our authors benefit from a custom book promotion marketing campaign that makes your book available where people buy books, like Amazon and brick-and-mortar bookstores. So make this free call right now to claim your free author's guide to publishing. Don't wait another day. Take one step closer to realizing your dream of becoming a published author and seeing your name in print. You've already written a book, so the next thing to do is make this free call right now to Dorrance Publishing and get your free guide to publishing. Call right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
Tom McCubbin is Extension Agent Emeritus with the University of Florida. Give him a call at 888-45-LAWNS. Better Lawns and Gardens will be right back.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. That's 800-398-0651.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less, guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
Good morning and welcome to your Better Lawns and Gardens program. My broccoli, cauliflower, onions, and peas are looking great, as are the petunias, hollyhocks, and more. They love the cool to even cold weather. Some can take up frost and light freeze. How are the plants in your area doing? Well, give us a call. Let us know. Or text us. Some shrubs may be in bloom, and we'll have a few that look good and what to expect in just a little bit. Plus, we celebrated Florida's Arbor Day. Do you have a favorite tree? I do, and we'll tell you why. I'm sure Teresa and Joni do, too. Good morning again. I'm Tom McCubbin, your host of Better Lawns and Gardens, along with Teresa and Joni. We are hosting the program from our homes, and, of course, I'm an Extension Agent Emeritus with the University of Florida. Our books for those who love gardening include Month by Month Gardening in Florida, Florida's Getting Started Gardening Guide, and more. And Teresa has a whole series of Gardener's Compendium series. Thanks for stopping by for this hour of Better Lawns and Gardens. We're awaiting your phone calls. Why don't you wait till about mid-program so you can get in. It's 407-916-5400 or toll-free 1-888-45-LAWNS. Of course, you can also text us at 23680 at any time. And it's a good time to have that gardening question answered or just make a comment. Maybe you want to comment about the cold. We'll even let you complain about the cold. How's that sound? We'll let Tony do that. Hour number one, Tina McIntyre stops by, and she is a Florida-friendly landscaping agent with the University of Florida in Seminole County. She's going to help us make use of all the leaves that that are falling from the deciduous trees and shrubs. And Joni says it's the year of the sunflower, and we'll have a report on this great flower in just a little bit here. Hour number two, our guest is going to be Lee Miller, and Lee is the author of a brand-new book, Gardening by Month, a monthly guide to planting the Northeastern and Mid-Atlantic garden. And she's going to be talking about design tips for planting a garden. Kind of neat, huh? We'll look forward to it. Webpage is up for January with information on the cold, starting tomatoes. Oh, we've got to start your tomatoes soon. And much more, of course. And Joni has a petunia feature with a nice picture there, by the way. Get up on the website, betterlawns.com. Right now, Kelly Velez is at the controls in the studio, and we'll be answering your calls. Teresa, Jody, and I are hosting a program from our home. And don't forget, you can contact us by the text message right now. It's probably best, 23680. And we're up on Facebook at Better Lawns and Gardens. Wow, that's a lot of information.
That okay, is.
Trash can report for this week, zero.
Uh-oh, you're slacking. You're slacking.
Yeah, but I cleaned out two sheds, okay? I've been promising myself I'm going to do this for over a year, and I got them all cleaned out so the debris guy from the household debris and stuff like that had something to do. Good morning again, everybody.
Good morning, Tom. Good morning, Joni. Good morning, Kelly.
Good morning. Good morning.
Yeah. Certainly had not a bad week this week, just a little cool. I will tell you, I'm harvesting broccoli. Cauliflower is almost ready. Onions look good, and beets need about another month. So the garden looks good. How's your landscape, Teresa?
Well, my landscape's under renovation, so it looks good. But I will tell you, I took some more okra off of my okra this week.
And you still have okra.
Okra and peppers from last year, and wow. So it was only two okra pods, but we'll fry them up.
Yeah. Kelly, how's your landscape looking?
Horrible.
Well, there's a guy that admits it, and I appreciate that.
You have to. You have to keep it real with yourself in 2021.
Yeah, that's right. So anyway, we celebrated Arbor Day yesterday, and I want to know if we all have a favorite tree. I will start it off. I will tell you mine is the live oak, and I will tell you why. That is a nice long live. I have a lot of communities that I consult with, and of all the trees there, the live oak stands up best to the storms, stands up best to the hurricanes, and you will get the longest time. Even if the trees were not well trimmed in the beginning, they still do very well. Joni, I would think your favorite is probably the tabebuia, the pink tabebuia.
Sure, yes.
Now you started a lot of those from seed one time.
Yes. Yes, it's possible to do that occasionally.
and she started enough of them that we have them around our retention pond, which is kind of neat.
Yeah. Oh, that'll be nice. When they start to bloom, that'll make it beautiful.
Yeah, people want to know what those trees are right there. Teresa, what's your favorite tree?
I like deciduous trees. I love the live oak, but I love deciduous trees, especially for the color. Red buds and Shumardis are two of my favorites.
Very good. And the red maples, by the way, are flowering. And the one here have pretty well flowered out already.
Yeah, the samsaras, they look like little helicopters that when they fly down, when they drop off the tree.
Yeah. Kelly, do you have a favorite tree?
Well, you mentioned the red maples when I first came over to Florida. Those are the ones that caught my eye, so I think that's up there for me.
Yeah, that's a neat tree. The only thing about the red maple I find, anyway, Teresa, you can take a look at this too, is that they need a nice, moist area. If you don't have a nice, moist area, you're going to have problems.
They do. They're actually a wetland indicator. When you see maples, you know there's plenty of good water around. So, maples are a good choice, but they do need a lot of water.
Yeah, so there's lots of other good trees out there. I like the winged elm also. I think it's a good one. Now, Joni is doing the Year of the Sunflower today, and I have a couple of sunflower bits of trivia, which I thought might be kind of neat for us here. And one of them is the sunflower head is actually made up of thousands of tiny flowers. A lot of people may not realize that you do have lots of little flowers in that big head up there, and they're called disc flowers and ray flowers. And so we have two different types of flowers there. Now, here's a quiz question for everybody. Kelly, you're in on this one here, too. What state grows the most sunflowers? And I'll give you the choice. Is it North Dakota, Colorado, North Carolina, or Mississippi? I'll give them to you again. Which state grows the most sunflowers? North Dakota, Colorado, North Carolina, or Mississippi? Joni?
What state?
North Carolina, Colorado, North Dakota, or Mississippi grows the most sunflowers? Take a guess.
I don't know.
Well, I
dropped something on the floor, so I couldn't get it.
Okay, we're going to do this. Joni was not listening to the program. She was doing something on the floor.
I know. It's true.
Yeah. Okay,
really?
Joni. State that grows the most sunflowers, North Dakota, Colorado, North Carolina, or Mississippi? Take your pick.
Mississippi. I don't know.
Okay. Teresa?
Well, you know, the state I was going to say would be like Kansas or Oklahoma. You know, you think of all the Iowa and things like. But, yeah, no, I do. So I'm going to say North Carolina.
Okay. Kelly?
I'm going to say North Dakota.
Okay, very good. Kelly got it right.
Woo! Yeah. Wow, Kelly! Woo-hoo!
Yeah. Joni and I were in North Dakota one time. We've been to South Dakota and North Dakota both. But we were in North Dakota and when the sunflowers were in bloom. And we drove out. We stopped and got a burger and took them out. And we pulled off at the side of the road amongst all the sunflowers. Remember that, Joni?
Yes, I do. I do.
Yeah. And the neat thing about it was there was nobody around us. We were out there all by ourselves in the sunflower fields.
Yeah.
Wow. Now, what do they do with them? Do they cut them off and, sell them in the stores, or do they just grow them for the sunflower seeds?
Yeah, they're sunflower seeds. That's what they're harvesting. So it's really neat. And the only thing we could hear out there was the buzzing of the insects.
Wow.
Yeah, kind of neat. Did you know, here's another neat little bit of information. Some people have fear of sunflowers, and it's called helanthophobia. Helanthophobia.
So what are they afraid they're going to do?
I don't know. I've got one more here that we've got to do. Let me get it here as soon as I can find it real quick here. Okay, what do you think the tallest sunflower was? You know, some of them get big, some of them are small, and Joni's going to tell us about that in a little while. But what do you think the tallest sunflower, how high? 20
Six.
Feet, 30 feet, 40
Oh,
feet?
Really? You're going up that high?
Yeah, 20,
wow.
30, 40. Kelly, what do you think? 20, 30, 40?
30?
Okay. Wow, I don't know. I've never even thought of them that tall.
Well, I'm going to tell you, Kelly got it right.
I am on a roll today.
Kelly, buy a lotto ticket.
Yeah, 30 feet, 1 inch, and that was in Germany in 2014.
Wow, and it wasn't one of those tropical ones that, get really tall. It was a real sunflower.
Real sunflower.
Wow.
The typical one we grow in our own backyards. I've had them about 12 feet tall. That's about as tall as I've had it grow.
That's amazing, because you're tall, too. That's a really, wow.
Yeah, well, that's how I'm kind of measuring it. Might have only been 10 feet, but I'm going to say it was 12 feet.
There you go.
Anyway, later on, Joni has that information there.
I thought
she was ready to go, chomping at
sort
the
bit. Sort of.
Yeah. I'm thinking winter color here. What type of flowers can we add right now? Some people find it's kind of gloomy, but there's a shrub out there. It's flowering pretty heavy, right, Teresa?
Yeah, there are. There are lots of shrubs flowering out there right now. The camellias, as far as the shrub is going, camellias, and, you know, I don't think of them as shrubs per se, but Panama roses are blooming right now, too, as well. And then also, too, we have the azaleas are starting to bloom. I know the fashions are in bloom right now.
Yeah. Somebody sent me a picture of one of those. Yeah. You know, which I wish we had right here and we don't, is witch hazel. Have you seen witch hazel flower?
I love it. I think it's gorgeous. And, you know, the Laura Petalum has a flower that looks like the witch hazel. It's a pinkish variety of it, or a red variety of witch hazel. But I love witch hazel, too. I just have never been able to grow it here.
No, I didn't get cold enough. North Florida, somebody in North Florida, give us a call. Let me know if you have witch hazel flowering or growing in your yard. We used to have it up in Maryland. It was one of the first flowers to bloom during the wintertime. Has a nice fragrance to it. It's really kind of neat. But camellias, number one, I would say Tampa northward. Wouldn't you say, Teresa?
I would, too. Yeah, they're gorgeous. And they give you that evergreen, you know, architectural, sturdy look for around the home. I love them.
Yeah, just make sure you get the right ones, because if you get the ones that are meant for more northern climates, you're not going to do very well here. Tell you what, it's break time. We're over time, actually. So we're going to take a break, and when we come back, Tina McIntyre is going to be with us, and she's going to be telling us what to do with all these leaves we're seeing falling on the ground right now. My neighbor was out raking up a whole bunch of theirs. If you want to text me, you can. I have several text messages, 23680. If you want to give us a call, 407-916-5400. I'm Tom McCubbin. This is Better Lawns and Gardens, and this is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
Here's an important COVID-19 school system update for your local area. If you're concerned about your child's education, please pay close attention to this message. The current school systems were not set up for at-home learning. If you're worried that your child may not be getting the grades they need to get ahead, may be losing self-confidence, or you're worried about them getting into a good college because of their grades, help is available to you. Call Grade Potential Tutoring. They can help with in-home or online tutoring and help your child with any subject and every grade level, even for test prep. They're experts in the home tutoring and online tutoring field and confident they can help you and your child get better grades today. Call now for your free consultation. 800-689-9715. 800-689-9715. 800-689-9715. That's 800-689-9715.
If you're living with diabetes and using insulin, you know the pain of pricking your fingers over and over again. By wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor, or CGM, you can reduce the pain of pricking your fingers right away. If you're testing your blood sugar four or more times per day, injecting insulin three or more times per day, or using an insulin pump, call the Diabetic Health Hotline today.
800-513-1652. That's 800-513-1652.
Paid for by U.S. Med.
When was the last time you had a truly awesome nursery experience? A nursery and a garden center with friendly expert advice. All the products you need and a big selection of great plants? Well, we're talking about Quality Green Specialists. We have your favorite plants, fruit trees, flowers, vegetables and herbs, plus natural sustainable products like azomite. Gardening is what we do. Friendly expert advice. Quality Green Specialists. Your Deland Nursery and Garden Center. 1639 North Spring Garden Avenue. QualityGreenSpecialists.com.
If the lines are busy, please try again. 1-888-45-LAWNS. On Better Lawns and Gardens, Tom will be right back.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less, guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
Have you written a book? You can become a published author with Dorrance Publishing, the nation's oldest publishing services company. Countless authors have trusted Dorrance for nearly 100 years to bring their book to the market. Our professional team will edit your text, design your book pages, and create an appealing, eye-catching custom cover. Plus, our authors benefit from a custom book promotion marketing campaign that makes your book available where people buy books, like Amazon and brick-and-mortar bookstores. So make this free call right now to claim your free Author's Guide to Publishing. Don't wait another day. Take one step closer to realizing your dream of becoming a published author and seeing your name in print. You've already written a book, so the next thing to do is make this free call right now to Dorrance Publishing and get your free guide to publishing. Call right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
Hey, good morning to you. I think I'm on a sunflower kick today, actually. I've got more bits of trivia here. And one of the facts that was produced for us, this comes from the National Garden Bureau, by the way. And the sunflower seeds traveled into space in 2012. Astronaut Don Pettit took them up there aboard the International Space Station. I guess my big question is, why did he take them up there? Did he just want a snack or something like that? I don't know.
Are they going to plant them?
I don't know. That was 2012. So I figured he just wanted a snack. Yeah, who knows? Here's the other little bit of information, which I did know ahead of time, and that sunflowers are native to North America. They're one of our native flowers. But they were commercialized in Russia. And I think it was back in the 1800s, actually, late 1800s. And that's where the sunflower oil industry really started. And one of the popular varieties is the Russian Giant. And that variety, I think, is 100 years old. And so it was actually commercialized in Russia. Kind of interesting, huh?
Yep. Sure, yeah.
Yeah, if you want to text me, I'm watching the screen. That's why you say you're texting me. It's 23680. If you want to call us, keep the number handy in about 10-15 minutes. We'll be available, and the number here is 407-916-5400. Or you can use our toll-free number. Kind of neat, huh? Kelly pays the bill there. 1-888-45-LAWN, 1-888-455-2967. We may have Joni pay the bill. I don't know.
Right. No.
Right now, please join me in welcoming Tina McIntyre, the Florida-Friendly Landscaping Agent with the University of Florida at the Extension Office in Seminole County. Tina, good morning to you.
Good morning, Tina. Everyone. Hey.
Yeah, good. Did you realize that most sunflowers in the United States are grown in North Dakota?
I did not know that. I would love to run through those fields.
Oh, it's really neat out there, I'll tell you. Now, you did something special this week. Tell us about the Flip My Garden, My Florida show from last Wednesday.
That's right. It was super fun. So it's called Flip My Florida Yard, and they're filming it right now. Host Chad Crawford is flipping 10 yards across Florida, and three are actually in Seminole County. So on Wednesday, I was the expert agent for the flip at the home of Italis and Manuel Ocampo, and we flipped the yard to be totally Florida-friendly. I have to give a huge shout-out to Evolving Landscapes in DeLand. They donated their labor and materials, made the flip possible, and the design was amazing. We used native plants, and it had this beautiful curvy design that just really looked, you know, professional and clean. There are some videos on our UFIFAS Seminole County Facebook page where people can see I'm covering composting, talking about compost, and other teasers about the show. And you wouldn't believe, when these homeowners came home, they were over the moon in tears, so joyous. And the season will air on many networks, including Amazon Prime Video, in April of this year. So everybody can keep an eye out.
Very good. Now, Teresa, you did one of these too, right?
I did one in November, and it will be on in March. So I love that they're taking Central Florida homes and flipping them and showing people what they can do to their yards. It's just incredible.
Very neat.
Isn't it?
Yeah. Now, Tina, many residents have trees dropping their leaves right now. We've got a whole bunch of them out in our front yard. It's kind of neat to see them blow down the road also to other people's yards.
Wow. They love it. No.
How long will this continue?
Well, I can certainly identify with anyone who lives under our towering Central Florida oak trees, and the leaves, you know, feel like they'll never end. But eventually our spring flush of green will push the last bit of those brown leaves to the ground. So we can expect that sometime in mid to late February before we start seeing those buds, flowers, and then, of course, the pollen.
Yep. Teresa?
Yeah, no, the pollen's getting me too. So what are some of the things that we can do with these leaves, Tina?
Yeah, so leaves are an amazing resource of organic material. And, of course, with our sandy soils that are devoid of many nutrients at all, you know, we want to use them in our yards. And so one thing I like to do is rake them into my garden and landscape beds as a natural mulch. That's, you know, kind of your go-to just given start, right? You can also keep a few on your turf. You know, you don't want to smother it, or if you have really large leaves, obviously that's not going to be good. But if it's not too numerous, just a few over the turf will finally decompose, no problem. And, of course, you can use them in your walkways, you know, just like you would any other mulch. So in my home, around the side of our house, we have our trash cans, and so I kind of mix them there with some wood mulch or even pine needles, just to kind of, you know, pad the area from any weeds moving in and that kind of a thing.
Well, are all leaves suitable for compost? Is there any that we shouldn't use?
No, all leaves are great. So, you know, they're all going to eventually break down. And, you know, of course, those bigger leaves, like I mentioned, like sycamore, you might want to put in a bucket and kind of use a weed whacker or a machete to kind of break them down to reduce their size. But they're all going to break down, and the small ones would just be quicker. So if you're thinking about things like palm fronds or the larger, you know, leaves, you want to kind of try to break them down. But pine, oak, really any plant debris smaller than your thumb is going to be a great addition to your compost pile.
Yeah. Tina, I'm glad you mentioned that it's okay to leave a few on the lawn. Joni, I hope you heard that there, because she worries about them being on the lawn. But it's okay to leave a few on the lawn, right?
Just a few. You know, you don't want to smother it or anything like that. But if there's a few, you know, the grass will ultimately benefit from that. You know, eventually the grass will kick in, springtime comes, and it'll grow right over it as the leaf breaks down into that organic matter that'll help the turf. So, yep. You know, no smothering or anything like that, but just a few, you know, are fine.
Yeah. Well, how do we turn them into compost?
Well, you can simply rake them into a pile, and they will naturally break down with the rain and the microbes as time passes. But if you want to speed up the process and make a well-balanced soil, the key is to add in what we call greens, or things that are high in nitrogen. So an example of that are your kitchen scraps. And since the leaves are high in carbon, and they're known as browns, they will more readily break down if the pile has one part greens, so those kitchen scraps, and two part browns. So naturally, you'll need double the amount of leaves as you would those kitchen scraps. And as we know, you know, nature continues to give us lots and lots of leaves. So, you know, just kind of balancing those leaves out with the greens or kitchen scraps in a one-part green to two-part brown is going to be the kind of magical recipe that gives us that beautiful black, rich humus.
Yeah. Well, how high do we make the piles?
So we really don't recommend higher than about 3 feet. And I know that seems pretty exacting, but if it's too high, it won't allow for proper oxygenation or aeration going on in the pile, and it'll also become difficult to manage to kind of get the pitchfork in there and leverage it and you know, aerate it. So as you add things to the pile, it'll continue to kind of decompose and compress. So say you have 3 feet worth of material over a one-month period, and then you come back a week later, you've been letting it sit, but it's actually depressed to about 2 feet. You can still add in some material, but once you reach that three-foot mark and it doesn't seem like it's really compressing anymore within about a few days to a week time frame, then it's time to stop adding to that pile and kind of let the pile rest to eventually become that humus.
Yeah. Teresa?
So you're talking about resting, and you mentioned a month, you come back and look at it. How do we know when it's ready to use? Because I know I leave it in the compost bin that we have, and I'll go back, you know, 6 months to 8 months later. But when can we actually use it?
Yeah, so 6 to 8 months is a pretty good ballpark number. You know, it really depends on if you're taking the time to break this stuff into little pieces, you know, kind of like we talk about those big leaves, or if you're just throwing them in, you know, like a busy working mom like myself, you might just throw them in and it might take longer, you know. So if they're, you know, you really just want to look at it. You're looking for uniformity. You don't want a lot of large chunks. So kind of getting in there and just checking it and seeing if it's that black, you know, spongy. You should be able to kind of squish it in the palm of your hand, and then when you let it go, it stays, you know, nice and kind of squished together, the complete opposite of our sandy soils, which would just literally fall out of your hand. You know, so you're just kind of looking for that texture, color. You know, it shouldn't have any smell to it. It should just kind of have an earthy, nice, rich smell.
So can we use fresh leaves as mulch, or do we have to wait to compost them?
So leaves make a great mulch, you know, like anything, you know, obviously you don't want to put your manure direct onto like a small little seedling, because as that breaks down, it's going to burn the plant. You know, leaves aren't that powerful, but again, you want to kind of be careful when you're mulching close to your seedlings and stuff like that. But leaves make a great mulch, and, you know, you want to, you know, just use them just as you would any other mulch.
How thick should the mulch be then?
We recommend about 2 to 3 inches to get a nice smothering of those weeds. And, you know, that's just enough to kind of keep those weed seeds from popping up and germinating. If you don't really like the way that the leaves look in your landscape, I know that can be a concern for some people who might live in HOAs or, you know, want that aesthetic uniformity. Then what I recommend is get those leaves into your landscape bed, you know, use them as your first inch or two of mulch, and then come in with maybe a recycled mulch or a store-bought mulch, you know, pine needle bales or whatever you have, and go over the top of it so that you're, you know, getting that uniform aesthetic throughout the landscape, but you're not bagging them and sending them, you know, off to Never Never Land. We really want to keep them in the landscape, have them break down into that valued organic material.
Yeah, Tina, we got about 30 seconds. Any classes we should know about?
Absolutely. So I have one called All About Plants this Thursday, January 21st at 2 o'clock. And I also have, I'm doing a Water Wednesdays on the 27th, where we'll be doing landscape design. You can check out our UF IFAS Extension Seminole County Facebook page for more information.
Good. Tina, thank you very much. We appreciate you being with us.
Thank you, Tina.
It's been great talking to you guys. Happy New Year and all that good stuff.
Wonderful. Well, can't wait to see you on Flip My Florida Yard.
Yeah, we've been talking to Tina McIntyre, the Florida Friendly Landscaping Agent with the University of Florida at the Extension Office in Seminole County. Happy to have her. Let's take a break. What do you say? I'm overtime. I'm always overtime. I don't know what I'm doing here. can't watch the clock. What can I tell you? We've got a number of text messages. We could have yours also. 23680 is the number for texting us. And I would suggest if you want to get a call in, now would be a good time to put it in. Joni's up next, but we'll have time for your calls, of course. 1-888-45-LAWNS is the number. I'm Tom McCubbin, and this is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Call 800-989-1694. 800-989-1694. That's 800-989-1694.
Why do we ignore the things that give us pause, that seem out of place, that don't feel right? The answer to why defines who we are. So if you see something, why do you say something?
I see say for my friends.
For my community.
For each other. Because all of this matters.
We all have something worth protecting. Report suspicious activity by calling 855-FLA-SAFE or by downloading the Florida CSAY app. If you see something, say something.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. That's 800-398-0651.
Tom McCubbin is Extension Agent Emeritus with the University of Florida. Give him a call at 888-45-LAWNS. Better Lawns and Gardens will be right back.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
And we're back. Thank you for being with us. Thanks for all the calls coming in. Also, I want to tell you, if the lines are busy, please try again. We'll let you know when a line frees up for you. Or you can text us at any time, 23680. Here's another sunflower tip here. I'm sure everybody knows this. Sunflowers track the sun. The flower heads turn as the sun moves across the sky. And that is called what? It's called heliotropism. Heliotropism. Kind of neat, huh? Let's get Joni up here. Joni, you ready?
Sure. Okay,
let's
now.
Go for it.
Okay. Happy New Year and welcome to the Year of the Sunflowers, proclaimed by the National Garden Bureau. These native plants with relatives in Florida originated in the Americas, with seeds dating back to 2100 BC in Mexico. What do you think of when someone mentions sunflowers? Like most of us, you probably picture the really tall plants that go 10 to 12 feet, or maybe 5 feet high, with a big yellow flower on the very top. Well, sunflowers have changed. Some sunflowers have very small, like, varieties called teddy bear and sunspot that only grow to about, can you guess, 2 feet tall. There are also red sunflowers, ones with bronze to deep orange blossoms, and some with a variety of colors on the same plant. And many sunflowers don't produce that just one big flower anymore. Often they produce clusters of medium to large flowers on numerous stems. Growing sunflowers is fun. Find a sunny spot in your yard to raise one flower or a whole collection. The more you decide to grow, the bigger area needed. Most sunflowers require 2 or more feet between the main stems for the best growth. Sunflower plants are not fussy too. All you have to do is to loosen the soil with a shovel or maybe a hoe, scatter a little garden fertilizer over the surface, then rake the soil smooth, and you're ready to plant. Sunflower seeds germinate and begin above ground growth in 7 days. All you have to do is keep the soil moist and apply a light scattering of the garden fertilizer over the soil surface every 3 to 4 weeks. When the flowers begin to appear, you can enjoy them in the garden or cut them to use in your bouquet. You are best cut in the morning and placed directly in the water. You might add a few more flowers or just some greenery from the landscape to create an arrangement. Enjoy. It is the year of the sunflower.
She's smiling her head off here. She loves it.
Well, I like them.
Yeah, that's good. Me too. Teresa, we got calls, right?
We do. We have Tom in Merritt Island. Good morning, Tom.
Yeah, good morning.
Tom.
Hi. So I'm going to be putting in another vegetable plot in the northeast corner of my lot, and there's a utility pole there. It's one of these creosote poles. It's been there for decades. And I'm wondering how, you know, since creosote, these treated poles sometimes have chemicals, how close can the vegetables be to that? The grass is growing around it fine.
Yeah. You know, I've grown vegetables right up against the creosote poles. I don't expect major problems. If you were concerned at all, you might just keep them back, say, a foot or two away from the creosote post. But I've grown them around creosote, and I'm still kicking. So I think we're okay there.
Teresa, yeah, it's been there for decades.
That's what I was saying. It's been there for decades. It's probably leached what it's going to leach. And, you know, if you're concerned, 1 to 2 feet away is not a problem.
Okay. And just one quick comment, since you had a previous speaker talking about composting. Some people think that composting is, you know, just one style in piles, but there's a sheet, S-H-E-E-T composting, and trench composting, and various styles. So if you don't want to build a big pile, there are other options for composting.
Sounds good. Thanks for reminding us of that. We appreciate it.
Thanks.
Thank you, Tom.
Have a good day.
Tom, we have a call from Jonathan in Tallahassee. Good morning, Jonathan.
Good morning.
Hello,
Teresa.
Jonathan.
Good morning, Tom.
Good morning. How can I help you?
I have a wet area in my yard, and I was thinking of planting non-running bamboo and hydrangeas back there. And I think that will help soak up the water. Do you have any other suggestions?
We do have willows. We have cannas. We have other plants that will grow in moist areas. Teresa?
Yeah, and there's some grasses that will do well, too. Horsetail reed will do well, too. So I would just make sure the maples will do well. I'm thinking of it from a design perspective, how bamboo and hydrangea, you know, don't necessarily go together. I saw a beautiful stand of bamboo yesterday, though, that looked amazing. So I think that's going to be a good choice for you. You know, just get the clumping variety and make sure you get one that gets the height that you need, not one that gets excessive height.
Yeah, another great, one I think of is pickerel weed, which has purple flowers on it, which is kind of nice. So
pickerel weed is lovely.
Yep.
What was
okay?
That? I didn't quite catch it.
That was pickerel weed.
Okay, great. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Okay. Thank you.
And
we
Tom,
appreciate it.
We can take text messages.
Yeah, we're going to take a break first. How about that? Then we'll get
that
back to everything. So we'll take a break. If you want to text us, as Teresa said, I've got a list of them here, a bunch of them. We'll get to them. Don't worry. 23680, or you can give us a call. Still plenty of time for that. 1-888-45-LAWNS, or you can call us direct at 407-916-5400. Let's keep Kelly busy. This is Better Lawns and Gardens, and this is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
A young girl introduced herself to her new second grade classmate, and she said, "My name is Martha Bowers Taft. My great-grandfather was president of the United States. My grandfather was a U.S. senator. My father is an ambassador to Ireland, and I'm a Girl Scout." We all want to feel important. Unfortunately, you may think, though, that you're not that significant. You might say, "I'm only a janitor, or only a repairman, or only a housewife." You may not have a prestigious title like doctor or senator or even Girl Scout, but God sees you as important. It's why He sent His Son to give you the opportunity to become a child of God. What could be more significant than that? So I ask you, who's your daddy? If it ain't God the Father, you will never experience ultimate significance. This is Bryant Wright, speaking right from my heart.
Visit rightfromtheheart.org and click Sermons to view and download Bryant's messages. That's rightfromtheheart.org.
Here's an important COVID-19 school system update for your local area. If you're concerned about your child's education, please pay close attention to this message. The current school systems were not set up for at-home learning. If you're worried that your child may not be getting the grades they need to get ahead, may be losing self-confidence, or you're worried about them getting into a good college because of their grades, help is available to you. Call Grade Potential Tutoring. They can help with in-home or online tutoring and help your child with any subject and every grade level, even for test prep. They're experts in the home tutoring and online tutoring field and confident they can help you and your child get better grades today. Call now for your free consultation.
800-689-9715. 800-689-9715. 800-689-9715. That's 800-689-9715.
If the lines are busy, please try again. 1-888-45-LAWNS. On Better Lawns and Gardens, Tom will be right back.
Have you written a book? You can become a published author with Dorrance Publishing, the nation's oldest publishing services company. Countless authors have trusted Dorrance for nearly 100 years to bring their book to the market. Our professional team will edit your text, design your book pages, and create an appealing, eye-catching custom cover. Plus, our authors benefit from a custom book promotion marketing campaign that makes your book available where people buy books, like Amazon and brick-and-mortar bookstores. So make this free call right now to claim your free author's guide to publishing. Don't wait another day. Take one step closer to realizing your dream of becoming a published author and seeing your name in print. You've already written a book, so the next thing to do is make this free call right now to Dorrance Publishing and get your free guide to publishing. Call right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
If you're living with diabetes and using insulin, you know the pain of pricking your fingers over and over again. By wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor or CGM, you can reduce the pain of pricking your fingers right away. If you're testing your blood sugar four or more times per day, injecting insulin three or more times per day, or using an insulin pump, call the Diabetic Health Hotline today.
800-513-1652. That's 800-513-1652.
Paid for by US Med.
Welcome back to Better Lawns and Gardens. Happy to have you with us. I think we have one line open if you want to grab it, 1-888-45-LAWNS. And we're going right to the phone calls.
Yes, we have Bill in Georgetown. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning.
Bill, good morning. Joni's on the line, too.
Yeah, yes. Hi, Joni.
Hi.
I've been waiting to hear from you. I'm glad you found our toll-free number again.
Well, I heard, I wasn't going to make any calls unless I was going to get be able to. You, I don't mind your harassment when I have to pay for it until you draw the line. So.
It's only
taken 25 years to break you in so that you know that you can smart mouth me and I can sass you and it doesn't mean a thing. We're gardeners and we just laugh about it.
That's exactly right. And Kelly finally shelled out the money to pay for the toll free line again. So we're good.
Two quick things on composting. On the leaves, I draw back from using red maple leaves, at least up here because I'm in the woods. They tend to compact, and when they compact, they draw termites.
Oh.
And then the other thing, I love. I know you like the mushroom compost, and I do too, and I've called down there, and we can't get it until at least July.
Wow.
Really? Wow.
Yeah.
Huh.
Because of the pandemic, I guess. They're using all of it that they make for themselves.
Okay.
So we can't get it, but I miss that. I need it for my garden because I do think it's a great soil component. It does break down, and if you put it in every year, after a couple of years, you get a 3 or 4 years, maybe you get a really great soil that you can go a year or two without putting anything on it, and it really helps.
And yeah, well, earthworms love it.
Yeah, you need a compost fix is what you're saying.
Yes. Yeah, you know that.
Very good. Thanks for the tips, Bill. We appreciate it.
All righty. Thanks.
Thank you for calling in.
I'm glad I can talk with you again.
Yeah. Joni's over here smiling.
Yes,
well, I am.
Good. Okay, very good. Nice talking to you guys. Thank you.
Okay.
Bye.
Take care, Bill.
Tom,
bye.
We do have one more phone call. William in Port St. John. Good morning, William.
Hi, William.
Hey. Good morning. How are you doing?
How can we help you?
All right. Question on the composting, and if I may interject with this one. Rain or shine, you guys are always my bright spot of Saturday morning.
Oh.
Good. Back to the composting. I know I cannot use high-gloss, high-color shredded in my compost pile. What about just regular newsprint, black and white?
I don't know of any problem using colored newspaper. Do you, Teresa?
Well, they talk about the dyes. So anything that's kind of the shiny material, so those that are not regular newspaper print material. I don't worry about the color cartoon section like that. But anything that's part of the shiny, more dense material that you get in for like the coupons and stuff like that, I would not use. But regular newspaper is fine.
Outstanding. Thank you. And as always, you guys are my bright spot on Saturday. I'm out in the garden now. And your help is immeasurable.
Well, thank you. We're happy to be
thank
here.
You.
Good. Okay. Text question quickly.
Yes.
When should I start fertilizing my St. Augustine grass in Melbourne? I would say about the end of February, early March. What do you say?
That's when I would do it. That's what's coming out in the newsletter. So you want to make sure you get it at the right springtime, and that's usually at the end of February, first part of March.
Okay. Here's another one I think we can do. I have a lychee tree 2 foot tall in a pot. When is the best time to plant it outside? And this is down in the Pinellas County area.
I would say probably the March or, you know, even right now if they're down in South Florida.
Yeah, I'd probably wait in that area. I'd go with you. I'd say March, probably, just in case. You know, you don't know. And here's another one. Is it too early to plant a dwarf crepe myrtle in northwest of Gainesville and High Springs? I'd go ahead and plant it.
Yep, nope, not too late. Go ahead and do it.
Good. I tell you what, we're going to be taking a break here, and when we come back, Teresa's going to have Lee Miller as our guest, and she is the author of Gardening by Month, a monthly guide to planting Northeastern and Mid-Atlantic gardens, and we're going to have design tips for planting a garden. I can't wait for that. That's going to be kind of nice, and of course, we'll be taking your calls, but you can text us at 23680 at 23680. So we'll be back. Don't go away. I'm Tom McCubbin. This is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. worth it? If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. That's 800-398-0651.